we're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
All right, now stop and listen just a minute. Now stop and let's go over something here just a minute. Some folks, bless their hearts, would never say what they're saying if they just stopped and read the Bible. But see, they're not in the Bible. They're not in the Spirit. They're over in natural human reasoning. Or some people call it sense knowledge realm. But now just stop and think about it. That's the way you got saved. Some people said, oh, there's nothing to that confession bin. Well, if there isn't, there's anything to salvation. The Bible said, with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. If there's nothing to that confession business, then there's nothing to salvation.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You see, when I pray a prayer of consecration, dedication, I'm not necessarily praying to receive something from God. I'm just dedicating myself to do whatever God wants me to do. I say, God, if you want me to go to Africa, I'll go. That means I don't know whether he wants me to go or not, but if he wants me to go, I'm available. So I can put an if in that prayer. But if I'm praying a prayer to receive something, I can't put an if in it and never get it answered. And I shouldn't put an if in it. Because that's unbelief. If's the badge of doubt. But when it comes to consecration and dedication, you can put an if in there. If you want me to stay home, I'll stay home. If you want me to go preach, I'll go preach. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Praise God. If you want me to go talk to this man or that woman about being saved, I'll do it. Then again, there is a prayer where we're not asking for anything, trying to change anything. We're just worshiping God. You have different rules there. All right, here, realize this now, and don't get it out of context, that what Jesus is talking about here in Mark 11:24 is receiving something, receiving things. What things? Soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. All right, now what are the rules that apply here then? That is, what things ever you desire when you pray, after you pray? No. When it comes to pass? No. Right, the moment you pray, believe. Now believe what? Oh, I believe in God. Well, that's wonderful, but that won't work here. Well, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues. That's wonderful, but it won't work here. Well, I believe the Bible is true. That's fine, but it won't work here. I believe Jesus is Son of God. That's right and good, but it won't work here. So you can believe all that and never get this to work for you. What is it you're supposed to believe when you pray? Believe you receive them. Believe that you receive them, the things you were praying for. Yeah, but somebody said, I don't have them yet. I know it. If you had them, you wouldn't have to believe it. You'd know it. But somebody said, I'm not going to believe I've got something my physical senses don't tell me I have. Well, you go do without it then, because you'll never get it. Just that simple. Just that simple. Now, over again in James, he's talking about receiving. Notice here in the very first chapter of the book of James, that was Mark 11:24 we were just talking about. Let's look at James, the first chapter, and start with the 5th verse. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now notice verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything, wisdom or anything else, of the Lord. He's writing to Christians. And yet he's writing, telling some of them, no use you thinking you won't get anything, because you ain't. Not because God didn't want to give it to you, but because you're wavering. Wavering. He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea that's dashed about by the wind, you see, driven. No, you just simply stand your ground. Hallelujah to God, don't waver. Ask of God in faith, nothing wavering, believing that what is asked is yours. Now, number 7. Do not tolerate for one single moment a thought to the contrary, but what it is yours, you see. Do not tolerate for one single moment a thought to the contrary. Then number 8, count the thing done that you have asked. Now here's the thing that's going to divide the men from the boys. You know what I mean by that expression? There are two things. I've been preaching faith, teaching faith for 43 years. I know it works because I've proven that it works in my own life. Somebody said the proof of the pudding's in the eating. I know from experience some things I say are controversial. I don't say them to be controversial. But I'll prove everything I say by the scripture. I didn't come by to tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I know and let you do your own thinking. And one of them is this, of calling those things which be not as though they were. But I can prove to you from the Bible that that's exactly what faith does. Now turn to Romans 4:17. To be able to believe this, all you really got to do if you accept the Bible as the Word of God is to be able to read. Now Romans 4:17. This is concerning the faith of Abraham, which is a type of our faith. Before we get into it, we might look briefly at Galatians 3, third chapter of Galatians. The 29th verse said, if ye be Abraham, if ye be Christ's. Well, are you Christ's? I'm his. Then are ye Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. And heirs according to the promise. Well, now we are not the physical seed of Abraham, but we're the spiritual seed, the faith seed of Abraham. Now look at the 7th verse of Galatians 3. The 7th verse of Galatians 3 said, know ye not, here's something he wants you to know, that ye which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. We are the faith children of Abraham because we got the same kind of faith he had. What kind of faith did he have? All right, here we are, Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now then somebody said, well, yeah, but now that's talking about God there, Brother Hagin, that calls those things which be not as though they were. Well, we'll discuss that first and then we'll work backwards into this verse. You know, if it's wrong for me to call things as be not as though they were, it's wrong for God to do it. Secondly, why does God call those things which be not as though they were? Because he's a faith God. Thirdly, we are faith children of a faith God. Therefore, we are to act like God and call those things which be not as though they were. Children of the devil act like the devil, don't they? Amen. Children of God ought to act like God. See, our problem is that we get off on works and things, you know, and actions. Well, one way God acts is he calls those things which be not as though they were. Fourthly, if you have a good reference Bible, look there right by the word before. Right in the middle of that verse, see, as it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, before. In my Bible right here, there's a number 1 by the word before, and I look over in the margin. The margin says that the Greek says, like unto him. Your Bible say that? If you got a good reference Bible, many of them will. Like unto him. In other words, Abraham did just like God did. Call those things which be not as though they were. And that was his faith. And Galatians 3:7 said, that we are the children of ye which are of faith are the children of Abraham. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, now stop and listen just a minute. Now stop and let's go over something here just a minute. Some folks, bless their hearts, would never say what they're saying if they just stopped and read the Bible. But see, they're not in the Bible. They're not in the Spirit. They're over in natural human reasoning. Or some people call it sense knowledge realm. But now just stop and think about it. That's the way you got saved. Some people said, oh, there's nothing to that confession bin. Well, if there isn't, there's anything to salvation. The Bible said, with the mouth, confession's made unto salvation. If there's nothing to that confession business, then there's nothing to salvation. Are you listening to me? You look there again at Romans, the 10th chapter. Go back there real quickly with me. And let's examine it carefully. Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th and 10th verses. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Somebody said, did anything to that confession business? Well, if there isn't anything to Jesus then. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the martyr said, Jesus is Lord. That is, you're confessing him as your Lord. and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now notice the 10th verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Righteousness here means right standing with God. See, you can never make yourself right with God. Jesus, through his death, burial, and resurrection, made us right with God. For with, and I believe that in my heart because the Bible tells me about it. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and I get this, and with the mouth. With what? The mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. You could read it this way. With the heart, man believes he's right with God because Jesus died, took his sins, was made sin for him, was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And so with his heart, he believes he's right with God. With the mouth, he confesses he's saved. He confesses he's saved before it ever happens. If he didn't, faith wouldn't have any part in it. And it's his confession that brings it into being.
Amen.
Are you listening to me now?
Glory.
I was holding a meeting up in Dallas, 1953, Full Gospel Church. Somebody said to me, Brother Hagin, one of the men said, I wish you could meet a certain man, Mr. C. I believe you could help him. Well, I didn't say anything, not that I'm so smart, but I thought to myself, I know I could. The Word of God will always help people. This man went on to say, one of the men of the church there, that men of the church came by the church from 5:30 to 6:30 every morning and prayed together before they went to work.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith conferences in January.
Yes,
January
we do.
January the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21 right. through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Lisa Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.